Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome. It is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of each day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today or praise, maybe you're celebrating something God's done, maybe you have a need, whatever it may be, let us know today so we can pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com is how you can get a hold of us to share your prayer request with us. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so you don't need to worry about that. Don't let that hinder you from getting the prayer that you need. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. Lord, we thank you for this day. Thank you for this time that we have to come before you to lift up each other in prayer, to encourage each other with prayer, to know that you are listening to us, that you are there for us, that our every need and concern matters to you, and that you have called us to bring them and lay them in your hands and lay them before your throne of grace. And so we thank you, Lord. We praise you that you love us so much, that you care for us so much, that we know and can know that we have a loving Heavenly Father who's ready to help us in every moment. We glorify your name. We thank you. We give you all honor this day and pray this in your name. Amen. 419-389-0893 or prayer@yeshome.com. And before we get into our prayer requests, we always like to get into the Word of God. And we've been talking this week about freedom. Kind of going on a theme this week. Of course, 4th of July, so we're celebrating our country's independence, our freedom from Great Britain and all that. And yesterday we talked about what is freedom? What does it mean to truly be free? And we looked at John 8 where Jesus says, you know, if you are my disciples, you obey my teachings and then you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. And then if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. And for Jesus, freedom was about being free from sin, free from oppression, free to follow him. And we talked about kind of the classical definition of freedom, that true freedom consists in the freedom to choose what is good. And as Jesus says, everyone who sins is a slave to sin. But of course, that's not really the kind of freedom that our culture talks about. When culture talks about freedom, it usually means free to do whatever I want. Right, free to make my own choices in life, free to choose how I want to live my life and live my life according to my wishes and my desires. And that is, probably the standard definition of freedom that you would get from most people if you went out and polled them. But of course, Jesus said that, you know, a lot of the choices we make enslave us, that choosing whatever we want to do and being able to live according to those choices doesn't necessarily make us free. In fact, it can make us slaves. And a great example of that is a story we're going to look at today. And this is a famous story. And usually we look at this story and we focus on the forgiveness of the Father, because, you know, that's really what the main point of the story is, the Father's forgiveness. But today I want to look at the actions of the Son. Focus kind of on that and think about his freedom. Think about what he's talking about. Think about the story in the context of freedom, and how God defines freedom and how the world defines freedom and how they lead us to two very different places. Luke 15, verse 11, says, "There was a man who had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the estate.' So he divided his property between them. Not long after that, the younger son got together all he had and set off for a distant country, and there squandered his wealth in wild living. After he had spent everything, and there was a severe famine in the whole country, and he began to be in need. And so he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him to his fields to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. Came to his senses, he said, 'How many of my father's hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men.' So he got up and went to his father." I'll stop there. So here the son comes to the father, tells him, "I want my inheritance now. I'm not waiting around for you to die. I want my money now."
It's a nice thing to say.
And why does he want his money? He wants his money so he can go and do what he wants to do. He wants his freedom. He's tired of working on his dad's estate. He's tired of being under his father's thumb. He wishes he were dead, because that's basically what he's telling him when he says, "I want my inheritance now. I wish you were dead or rather the money. So just give me the money and I'm out of here." We see this all the time, right? I mean, maybe we felt this when we were growing up. Maybe you're growing up now feeling it. Like, I got to get out of here. I need to be on my own. I want to make my own decisions. I want to live my life how I want to live my life. Nobody's going to tell me what to do. And that's kind of the attitude this guy had. You know, he wanted to live his life the way he wanted to live his life. So he gets his inheritance and he heads off to the far country and there squanders all he has in wild living. You know, basically living out the world's definition of freedom. I've got money. Nobody's telling me what to do. There's no restrictions on me. I don't have any family. I don't have anybody I'm responsible to. I'm free to do whatever I want. I have the means to do it. I have the opportunity to do it. This is real freedom. So I'm going to live and party and just do whatever. Not worry about anything else. And that's what he does. Right? He goes, life is a huge party. He's partying and living it up and having a great time until, of course, the money runs out and the friends are gone. And he's starving. And he's taking a job feeding pigs and longing to eat the food they eat because he's so hungry. He lived a version of freedom, or what he thought was freedom. But where did it lead? It led to slavery, starvation, the verge of death. You know, this is what the world problem. The world says if you just, you know, you see these stories about people like they got money and they're traveling the world and they don't have a job and they're, I don't know, independently wealthy or whatever. And you're like, oh, man, if I could live like that, that would be so awesome. Have money, just travel, not have to work, just do whatever I want. And I'd be happy and satisfied. Oh, that'd be so great. But the reality is quite different. The reality never quite works out that way. Because once we choose to sin, we become a slave to that sin. That sin begins to own us. And once that sin begins to own us, you know, we become trapped. And we're no longer free. The son found out that his freedom was really a cage. And that what the world promises of freedom isn't a freedom at all. And he finally says, when he came to his senses. I like that. Because up to this point, he's been out of his mind. He's been insane. He hasn't known what he was doing. And all these choices he made, from demanding his inheritance to heading off into the far land to pursuing this worldly view of freedom, all these choices came not from a person who was like knew what was going on and had it all figured out and was living the life, but came from a man who bought the lie that sin is freedom. The truth is, if we choose anything other than the good, we're not free. And the good is God. And the only way we can truly be free, the only way we can truly exist in freedom, the only way we can truly have liberty in our body and our soul is to choose God. Because only in him does real freedom lie. As Jesus said yesterday in John 8, everyone who sins is a slave to sin, but if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. The Son's going to get free later, but he's a slave now. Because worldly freedom always ends in slavery to sin. But service to God always leads us to true freedom. This has been the Prayer Closet. Remember, you can always get your prayer request to us at any time by emailing or texting to prayer@yeshome.com. You can call our office Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Any day the office is open, and there's somebody here who'll be happy to pray with you at 419-389-0893. But if it's after hours or maybe like you still need to talk to somebody, well, you can do that as well. Go online to our website, yeshome.com. Click on the Chat Now button, and you'll be connected to a live online spiritual coach for a live online chat session. And that's available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Prayer Closet, everybody. We'll be back bright and early tomorrow to do it again. So have a fantastic day, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.